Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bannister trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hara moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Naorodny and he is out, Soderholm applying the tag. Manning moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Bonds moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Naorodny. Bonds scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barrios. Thornton moves to third. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Verizer steals second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pryor. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. There goes Pruitt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Verizer moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cage hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Nairodny and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Mark Esser now pitching. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Naiarodny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Naiarodny and he is safe. Speed steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Dan Spillner now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garpinch hits for Junior Moore. Sid Monge now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field. Speed picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speed. Soderholm moves to third. Garr moves to second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Naorodny strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.